good afternoon. Easter will face significant restrictions throughout the country to try and prevent a rising coronavirus infections after the holiday period. The measures were agreed by the National Ministry of Health and the Autonomous Regions during a meeting of the Interterritorial Council yesterday. All the regions agreed with the range of controls except for Madrid. Movement between all the mainland Spanish regions is to be banned, apart from the justified reasons, which can include work, health and care of dependent people. Meetings in closed public spaces are limited to the maximum number of four who are not living together and six in the case of open spaces. As for private spaces such as homes, meetings are to be limited to cohabiting people. The curfew will be between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m, although regions can extend these curfew hours if they deem it necessary. The Ministry of Health and the regions have established two periods for the measures to come into force. The first is between the 17th and the 21st of March in regions where there is a San Jose holiday. The other period is the one that corresponds to Easter, from Friday the 26th of March through to Friday the 9th of April. Meanwhile, the Madrid region will be the only one without a COVID-19 border shutdown at Easter, so its president Isabel Díaz Ayuso said yesterday following a meeting of top-level health chiefs. Ayuso announced that Madrid would not close its perimeter from March 17th to 21st or between March 26th and April 9th and would instead take measures that they believe to be appropriate. However, Madrid's health minister criticised the fact that Spain's 17 autonomous regions can close their borders but do not have control over their airports. It's incomprehensible that a citizen of Madrid cannot go to any Spanish region, although a French, German or Belgian can, he said. Spanish telecom operator MásMóvil has started talks over a possible merger with the Spanish unit of the UK-based telecoms operator Vodafone, so the newspaper Expansion reported, citing sources with knowledge of the process. MásMóvil, which was taken over by three buyout funds last year, has set a first valuation of the Vodafone unit at €7.5 billion. The paper did not say who would control the merged entity if a merger proceeded. The MásMóvil spokesman said he could not immediately comment, whilst a spokesman for Vodafone declined to comment. And Cricket Scotland have been forced to cancel a five-match series for the women's national team against Ireland in La Manga due to travel restrictions. The two countries had planned a five-match multi-format series to take place at the neutral venue later this month. However, renewed travel restrictions placed on British nationals arriving in Spain until the end of this month due to coronavirus made it impossible for Scotland's Wildcats to travel. With little cricket played last year due to the pandemic, this year is crucial for Scotland's women, with both ICC Women's T20 World Cup and Birmingham 2020 Commonwealth Games qualification at stake. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.